If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Is this strike going to be over soon, Dean?
It looks like there is some movement, at least in the writer's strike anyway. I've been hearing rumbles about this from insiders, but people actually involved in the negotiations got together yesterday. They had what sounds like productive talks yesterday, and they issued a rare joint statement together, something that has not happened since the writers went out last May. Saying that things are going well. People involved in the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers met with representatives of the Writers Guild of America yesterday. That means CEOs of Disney and Warner Brothers and Netflix and NBC Universal all getting together, and they say that they are encouraged and things are moving in the right direction, and they will get together again today. So hopefully, I think once we get this writer's strike resolved, that the actor's strike will resolve itself shortly after that.
Yeah, you would think so. Now we have another Taylor Swift effect to report on our lives, don't we?
Taylor Swift tells us what to do in our lives, and we follow.
Yeah,
she was urging her 232 million followers on Instagram to register to vote if they don't like what's going on in the world. Register to vote, and wow, did they ever! The voter registration site vote.org, which I guess you can go there to register, reported after Taylor issued her edict to her subjects, the site was averaging 13,000 new users every half hour. So, you know.
She hasn't endorsed anybody, has
she? No, she's just saying.
She's just saying vote.
If you don't like what's going on in the world, you know, get involved and have your voice told.
That's good.
I think that's good, except, you know, we could wind up with Barbie and Ken as the next vice president and president. But.
And talking about viral sensations, this guy Oliver Anthony is still hot, isn't he?
This is quite a story. This is this guy who recorded basically a mixtape. He put it online. And it went viral. People connected with his music, and particularly his song Rich Men North of Richmond, which is very interesting because people on the left claimed it as a song of theirs, their political philosophy, and people on the right claimed it a song of their political philosophy. Unbeknownst to each other, they agreed on something. How about that? But they really liked this song, and it sent it viral. It's been viewed now over 69 million times with 2 million likes on YouTube. Once that happened, he started to get all these multi-million dollar record deals, which he turned down, saying that all he wanted to do was make music and stay true to his music. But he did set up some concert dates that are selling out everywhere that he goes. And in Knoxville, Tennessee, he had to switch arenas a couple of times. One reason was to accommodate more fans. It sold out so quickly that the venue that they originally had scheduled was too small, so they changed it to a larger venue. But then he switched again because he had a dispute with the promoters of the concert over the ticket prices. They wanted to charge $99. He wanted to keep his ticket prices at $25, and he won out. So he's being true to his fans. I just think it's the most incredible story of, you know, especially in these days where people are paying over $1,000 to go see a concert, you know, paying all this ridiculous money. Here's a guy who's saying, I don't want my fans to pay more than $25 to come and see me perform. So
you got to love that.
Got to love that.
Concert news. What's the latest?
Yeah, let's start off with one of the biggest country stars out on the scene today, Kane Brown. is nominated for Country Music Association Musical Event of the Year. He's the first country artist ever to perform at the MTV VMA Awards show recently, and he just became the first black artist to sell out a show at Boston's Fenway Park. He is absolutely red hot, and he just added some new cities to his concert tour. One of those will be the Allstate Arena on April the 12th. Pre-sales for that show will begin next Tuesday, and then general ticket sales will start on September the 28th. And if you're a fan of Aerosmith, you're going to be happy to hear that they are anticipating things are going to get back on track. Steven Tyler has had some vocal cord damage, for which he has to be treated and rest his voice for quite a long time. He was scheduled to be, he and Aerosmith were scheduled to be touring right now in September, but they canceled most of the shows for fall. But they have already rescheduled a Chicago date for the United Center on Valentine's Day, on February 14th. I can't think of anything more romantic, really, than going to the United Center and singing Walk This Way with Steven Tyler. If you've got tickets for his September show, they will be honored at the Valentine's Day show.
All right. Why is Cindy Crawford slamming Oprah?
Well, there's this new docuseries that just came out on Apple TV Plus. It's called The Supermodels, and it really digs into many of the supermodels of the 1990s who became household names. Maybe nobody bigger than Cindy Crawford. So she talks about a lot of things for the first time in this docuseries. She talks about her ex-husband, Richard Gere, which she had never done before. She talks about the mole that she has on her face. And she says how much she just absolutely can't stand it. But it's become kind of a trademark of hers. But the real juice is that she sort of slammed Oprah quite a bit when she talked about going on Oprah Winfrey's show when she was 20 years old, and says that Oprah made her feel like, quote, chattel when she was on the show, prancing around the stage and showing off her body. All that Oprah wanted to talk about was her looks and her body, and she said that it made her feel terrible at the time. She felt like a child, that she was being seen and not heard. She said at the time, didn't seem like a serious thing, but now she realizes that that kind of thing was definitely not okay. So, you know, treat if you're going to hang out with Cindy Crawford today, and I know many of you will be, you know, be a little more respectful.
Oprah didn't even give her a brand new car. Nothing.
Didn't get a car. Didn't get UGG boots. Didn't get any of those things that Oprah gives away. Used to give away all the time.
All right. Finally, happy anniversary, Will and Grace. Right.
This is crazy that the first episode of Will and Grace debuted on this day back in 1998, and when I watch the reruns, I still laugh hysterically. I mean, they're all really funny characters. It was a groundbreaking show in so many ways. Maybe while he wasn't one of the main four in the show, Leslie Jordan, who passed away recently, was just absolutely one of the funniest characters ever on that show. And his encounters with Megan Mullally as Karen on the show are absolutely hilarious. Here's just a little bit of it.
Karen Walker, I thought I smelled gin and regret.
Beverly Leslie, you look more like a woman every time I see you.
Thank you. You know, I had to speak up for you just now. The ladies were saying how sad and pathetic you are being all alone here without Stanley. But I defended you. I said she's a hophead, too.
Ah, Beverly, You're almost as sweet as a regular-sized person.
I gotta go back and watch those shows.
Those two are just... I mean, Karen Walker character is so funny, but those two together were so great. Megan Mullally with Chicago's own Sean Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely hilarious. Sean just coming off of his run on Broadway where he won a Tony Award for his show Goodnight Oscar that began at the Goodman Theater here in Chicago. But great memories. It was a hilariously funny show.
Goodnight Oscar, a play I actually enjoyed.
That's the, what they had on the poster.
Actually enjoyed
the on Broadway. Big lights on Broadway. It's the show that Bob actually enjoyed. Bob stayed awake.
How about that? Thank you, Dean.